Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
The Minister for Children, Norma Foley, met earlier today with the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Court, Marie-Claire Butler, following on from a statement yesterday in which the General Solicitor raised significant concerns around the Farrelly Commission report into the Grace Foster Home abuse case. Marie-Claire Butler yesterday described how her offices considered and extensive submissions to the Farrelly Commission were, quote, not included or referred to in any way, and she felt it was in the public interest and in the interests of Grace to make this known publicly. Well, I'm joined now by the chairperson of the Oireachtas Justice Committee, Sinn Féin TD, Matt Carthy. We'll also hear from Safeguarding Ireland in just a moment. Matt Carthy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Your colleague, Maurice Quinlivan of Sinn Féin, who's chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Disability Matters, told the News at One on this station today that it might come to both of your committees working together to investigate the investigation, so to speak, to review the Marjorie Farrelly Commission of Investigation. What, could that happen? Is that necessary?
Yeah, I think it has to be said that the intervention by Marie-Claire Butler, the General Solicitor, that represented the interests of Grace was unprecedented. Certainly, I've never come across anything like it to suggest that a commission of investigation that was established 8 years ago, I think many of your listeners will find hard to believe that was 6 years late in presenting its report, a report in which, you know, failed on many people's interpretation to provide the answers, hold anyone to account.
Well, we can't say that there was a failure. In fairness, though, maybe people's expectations were failed, but that's different to, I mean, the Commission of Inquiry looked at the evidence and made the findings that the Commission made. So
for sure, the difficulty is, I think everybody will accept that there were as many questions after the publication of the report as there were before it, and certainly after the intervention of the General Solicitor that represented the interests of Grace, there are actually more questions now. So to go to your original question, yes, there is a mechanisms within the Dáil structures for committees to work together. We have to achieve the final establishment of the committee, so we don't even know who the full membership of each of the committees. But I've had a brief conversation with Maurice Quinlivan, who is going to be the Cathaoirleach of the Disability Matters Committee. Mm-hmm. I accept as chair of the Justice Committee that Committee on Disability Matters will have a particular interest in these matters, and certainly from my perspective I would be eager that my own committee would work with that committee, that we could find an approach that actually presents a route to identifying the failings of this entire process.
How do you do that? Would you invite, for example, the Commission of Inquiry, Marjorie Farrelly, the lead author, to appear before the committee?
And you'll know there's a precedence that authors of commissions of inquiry don't comment on it once they've published their report. I do believe, though, in this instance, that there is a need for clarity from the author, to particularly the alleged omissions in her findings, because the allegations that have been made by the General Solicitor, to be very clear, are damning. They need to be properly examined and explained. And therefore, I do believe that there is a very strong chance that the committees, and it will be up to all the committee memberships, but I could see a scenario evolving very quickly where those committees that are dealing with this issue would come to what I consider to be a fairly obvious conclusion that the public need to hear from Miss Marjorie Farrelly. And I do believe that an Oireachtas committee would be an appropriate forum for that to happen.
The problem there, though, is the committee might say, look, these are very personal and private matters, and it's not for public consumption.
No, for sure. And I don't think anybody wants to deal with any personal intrusion beyond what is absolutely required. But we need to be very mindful that, you know, apart from the fact that the Grace was clearly failed in this case going back to the 1990s, but what is of equal concern is that there are serious fears that this isn't an isolated case. today we have 100 children who are in the care of the state living in unregulated emergency accommodation. So this isn't necessarily just for the historical retribution that might be required or resolution. This is very much an issue that's live in the here and now in terms of how we care as a state for the most vulnerable people within our society, particularly children with disabilities. So I think this is incredibly profound, and to me it is very disheartening that we have had a situation where a commission of inquiry was established, spent 8 years in the working, and we have a report published. And as I say, we now have more questions than answers at the end of that. And just to be mindful as well, €13 million of your listeners' money was of public monies were spent in this report. So the Oireachtas has an obligation on that front as well to ensure that when we are spending that level of taxpayers' money, we actually get value for money, and that means we get answers after such a lengthy process.
Okay, so if there are questions, more questions now than previously, as you say, or if there is concern about the report or what the General Solicitor has said, isn't it very careful? Isn't there a need to be careful here not to politicise what is a very sensitive matter? Because the Farrelly Commission has said today that it won't be commenting further on its report. The General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Court is constrained by confidentiality around wardship. The Taoiseach has said that Minister Norma Foley is not responsible for the Farrelly Commission of Inquiry or how the inquiry was conducted. He said, let's not politicise this matter. So I just wonder, is a committee, the Ethics Committee on Justice, for example, is that the appropriate mechanism at all?
Well, in fact, experience would tell you that Oireachtas committees are very often the place where party political differences could be set aside. Of course, all of these things are political. It is the job of government to care for vulnerable people in the state. We know that back in the 1990s, the issues around Grace, a person with profound intellectual disabilities, were brought to the attention of the authorities at that time in terms of allegations of sexual and physical abuse. We know that a decision was taken in 1996 to remove Grace from the foster home, but that decision was reversed after the alleged abuser were told lobby the senior government minister, and she remained in that home for a further 13 years. Ultimately, political decisions were involved in all of these matters. Political decision was made to establish the Farrelly Commission report, to spend taxpayers' money, as I say. And ultimately, we haven't got to the answers that the public are entitled to and that we need to have in order to ensure that children in the here and now are being protected. So I do think that there's a difference between playing politics and dealing with the political realities that we have as a state to address these matters. So certainly from my perspective, if this comes before my committee, I will be working very carefully with all elected representatives. And just to say, I think the horror that people feel about what happened in the situation of Grace isn't confined to Sinn Féin representatives. I think it is as deeply held by members of government.
I think
we will find very quickly collaboration between the committees that will have an eye to this issue, that we will find a mechanism by which committees can work together and collaborate to find that mechanism. And then when that mechanism is found, it's my expectation that you will see TDs and senators from across the political divide working together in a very constructive manner, careful of the obligations that are on us, and providing those people who have some of those answers with the opportunity to present
them. Can I ask you this? Should there be, really briefly, a dull debate on this? Could there be, because of the sensitive nature? Or if you're adamant that the Ethics Committee is the way to go, could that be or should it be held in camera or in private?
Well, in fact, there's a dull debate on the Farrelly Commission report, I think, this week, if it hasn't already happened. So, yes, that is logically what happens, because generally speaking, when a Commission of Inquiry presents its report, there are a series of recommendations, and then the debate quickly moves on to which of those recommendations government plan to implement and how they plan to do it and in what time frame they plan to do it. This is a particularly different situation in that the Commission of Inquiry report itself is subject to significant questions. And in the particular instance of the intervention of the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards of Courts, unprecedented questions, where somebody who represents the interests of the central character, a person with profound intellectual disabilities, is saying that they made extensive submissions to the Commission that weren't included or referred referred to in any way in the final report. As I say, that's unprecedented. So we're in on a chartered territory.
Well, we did ask the
Department
of Children for a statement after their meeting with the General Solicitor for Minors and Wards at Court, and we're expecting that statement within the hour or so. Stay with me, Matt Carthy, if you can. I'm joined by Patricia Rickard-Clark of Safeguarding Ireland as well on this very issue. You're saying that a national safeguarding authority and a regulatory framework for adult safeguarding is necessary at this point, Patricia.
Well, put it this way, Colm, in 2017, the Safeguarding Ireland actually assisted with the putting on the Oireachtas table a bill on adult safeguarding bill. And I noticed a lot of the language deals with children. We have some safeguarding legislation. It mightn't be adequate for children, but we have no adult safeguarding legislation. And the Oireachtas Health Committee in 2018 looked at the issue and actually said this was an urgent matter that needed to be addressed. Since then, we've been through many situations, and as the deputy has then said, this is not an isolated case, and only is it only some of the very serious cases reach the media attention. But we've had a number of instances, and we again, you raise the question of an appropriate mechanism. Mm-hmm. So Safeguarding Ireland wants one adult safeguarding legislation, but we also want an independent adult safeguarding body. Currently, a wide range of review mechanisms are put in place or looked at when a serious incident occurs. In other jurisdictions, they have safeguarding protection boards and whatever. So at the moment, we've no consistency in approach, and it requires every time an incident happens, it requires a decision whether there should be an investigation or a review or a commission set up. So we need an adult safeguarding authority or a body to actually have responsibility to receive information, to actually set standards, to develop safeguarding plans, to put in place preventative measures.
Yeah, and if you're calling for all of that,
and non-statutory bodies, mm-hmm. And all of that.
And if you're, can I ask you this? If you're calling for all of that you've outlined since 2017, do you know why it hasn't happened before now?
No, look, we passed the assisted decision making capacity legislation in 2015. It didn't commence until 2023. Now, the Law Reform Commission last year, in April of last year, and that report now is a year old. So Safeguarding Ireland are calling on a whole of government approach to look at the Law Reform Commission report, where mm-hmm. it actually, a 1,000-page report, it sets out a criminal law bill and a civil law bill.
Okay.
So even at the moment, without even reaching a broad adult safeguarding legislation, there are certain things that can be done. In relation to the Grace case of neglect, for example, the Commission has recommended a new offence of intentional or reckless abuse or neglect or ill-treatment of a person. Again, the agency arrangements by the Department of Social Protection, they're under review for quite a number of years. And again, financial exploitation and financial abuse, they can be dealt with almost immediately through criminal law legislation.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia, for joining us. Patricia Rickard-Clark of Safeguarding Ireland. I'll return to Matt Carthy for one moment. Just really briefly, in relation to the Justice Committee inviting the Commission of Inquiry or Marjorie Farrelly to appear and answer some questions. If the convention were adhered to and the commission declined that invitation, could you compel an invitation?
So there is, again, a mechanism by which a committee can request the Dáil to approve a power of compellability. That's getting way ahead of ourselves. And as I say, that would be a decision that would have to be made by a majority of the committee and then endorsed by a majority of the Dáil. Just
you
to clarify, the Dáil debate on the Farrelly report is tomorrow afternoon.
Okay,
Cormac.
Good. Thanks for that. Can I ask you really briefly before I let you go, the news we've just heard, that the British government is to appeal a court ruling that the public inquiry should be held into the 1997 murder of GAA official Sean Brown. It'll now be appealed to the UK Supreme Court in London. What's your reaction?
I have to say I'm just disgusted by it. I feel so sorry for Bridie Brown, Sean's widow, 87-year-old woman who has fought such a dignified campaign to get to the justice. It just shows that a British government, be it Conservative or Labour, will do everything in their power to ensure that the truth about their own state agents' collusion in the murder of Irish citizens will go to knows no bounds. And I think it is a very regretful decision, and I know the Sinn Féin party leader and our colleagues in the Assembly will be urging the Irish government to put as much pressure on the British government to have a rethink on that. It is an absolute, it's disgusting, quite frankly, that the British government will put this family through this, having been told by one of their own high courts that they were in breach of their own laws in which they were upheld to. So,
okay, Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. Beforehand, Patricia Rickard-Clark of Safeguarding Ireland, thank you as well.